Morning, Cookie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Really well, thanks. And thanks for joining us. I'm sure a tough couple of days. What were the reasons that Jason Demetrio gave to you for being 18th man this week?
Yeah, it has been tough. But, yeah, obviously changes needed to be made. And, he needs me to be better. And that's what he needs from me to keep working harder. So, that's for me, that's all I can do is keep trying to improve at training, keep working on what I need to. And try and get back in that side. This weekend it'll be tough to sit there and watch. But there's a couple of exciting players. One getting his debut, who I'm really looking forward to watching this weekend. I was excited. I was hoping to get a chance to play alongside, and I'm sure I will at some stage. But looking forward to his debut this weekend.
Do you feel as though you've been made a scapegoat, though, Cookie?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just as leaders of the team. We're not winning at the moment. We need to lead the way, and we mustn't be doing a good enough job in that. And so that's why we've got to make some changes. So now I've got to. That's like I said before. All I can do for me is just focus on my game, where I can be better. Keep working with the coaches and training harder, and keep working harder to get back there. Because I know I've got more to give. I feel like I was building into this season, this early round, and I'm confident I'll be back. I just need to get what I need to do, get right.
Yeah. And was it a surprise when you got told yesterday, or has it been coming? Has the coach give you regular feedback and been telling you that these are the areas that you need to work on, otherwise there could be consequences?
We always have, talks with the coaches throughout each week. We do like spine meetings, stuff like that, and or tips here and there, small conversations about where to improve. No doubt yesterday shocked me. It's quite a tough day, but for me it was I can't sit there and mope around. I need to make sure I trained really well yesterday and gave the team this week some really good opposition to train against to get them ready for this week. So it was one of those days, it was obviously a tough conversation in the morning, but then felt like I got on well with the job and did what I needed to do yesterday.
And what do you need to do to get back into that team then, mate? Do you play this weekend, or is it just a matter of not playing this weekend, come back and just try and work on stuff at training and then hopefully get another chance at some point in time?
Yeah, I'm not too sure how it works because I don't think I'm named in reserve grade either. So I'm not sure if it means if I'm still eligible to play for them or how it works. But I think I was named at 18th man, so I'll be on the extended bench there. So other than that, we go into the bye next week too. So if I don't play first grade or reserve grade this week, I'll be all I can do is try and prove myself at training because that's the only way I'll be able to get back in there in the next couple of weeks.
Cookie, are you angry? And if you're not angry, why aren't you angry?
No, of course I'm angry. I'm frustrated, angry. I was sad, all the emotions, I guess, yesterday. Because I do want to be out there on the field and give my best for my team to try and get us out of where we are. We're in a bit, a couple of losses this year. Not the best start to the season. I just want to be out there helping them doing my part to get us out of here, because that's the only way we can do it is just keep working harder and harder and keep trusting what we're doing to dig our way out of it. And, that's probably why I'm probably a bit angry and frustrated, because I just want to be out there with them trying to help.
Cookie, I get JD needs or wanted to make changes, but do you find it an insulting decision, given you are a State of Origin player?
Oh, look, I was a State of Origin player last year. Centre and hooker. Double position there.
Utility.
So utility, I guess. That was last year. So, I even believe everything with State of Origin. It's got to be, you got to pick the side each year on who's playing really well. I'm sure that's what Madge will do this year as well. But, I was a State of Origin player last year. You've got to earn that jersey back, and you've got to do that by playing well for your club. So first, my focus has got to be here at South Sydney and just making sure I get back in that side and play well for South Sydney and get us out of this hole. And, where we're at the moment, there's start to the season. So I don't think you can go off the back of you know, last year's State of Origin series. Mm.
Everyone's scratching their head externally, internally, about what's going down at South Sydney. The coach is under pressure, and if we believe the reports in the paper, well, he's got 24 hours, but he's got one game to turn it around. And we spoke about it this morning. Like, the conversations and the talk coming out of the playing group all seems like you're on the same page, but why haven't you been able to transfer what you've been saying onto the field?
That's what's been probably the most frustrating part. Cause like I said last week, we've had really good weeks of training and nailed what we needed to do. And then it gets out in the park and just comes down to small moments in games where our resilience has just gone out the window, where it was really good against the Dogs and then just didn't back it up against the Warriors. We honestly thought after the Bulldogs game, you know, we're heading in the right direction now, we understand, and then it just didn't click again in the Warriors game, and we're just not having that resilience on our try line or back to silly errors as well. So it is frustrating. That's why the whole reason you just want to be out there trying harder to get these wins on the board, because we know the talent that we've got on the side. Something's just not clicking at the moment. But you know, hopefully, you know, the boys this weekend against the Sharks, you know, there's you know, a real good opportunity for us to go out and get a win and get some momentum again.
Cookie, the players that fronted up to the media yesterday said that Latrell had spoken to the playing group and essentially apologised for his actions on the weekend. Can you take us inside that meeting as to how Latrell was, his body language and what he said?
Oh, yeah, no, it was really good from him. You know, great leadership in a way as well. And he just addressed it. And I won't go into everything that he said, but he just, you know, pretty much told us he's just going to keep working harder and you know, we'll see us in 3 weeks and be back bigger, better and stronger. So, yeah, I thought it was good from him. But, you know, I saw some stuff about him not in love with the game. I seen very positive attitude towards his game, of how he trains and how committed he is to this side. So there's no doubt in that part either.
What about the new young fullback that's been selected this week, Dry Gray? What can you tell us about him?
Very speed. He's very fast, great on his feet. He might be a little bit, you know, he's very strong as well. So
he doesn't look overly big from what I saw.
No, he's not too tall, but he's very strong and he can hold his own well. He's been holding his own at training very well against the first the NRL side. So, like I said before, I was very excited when I heard he was having his debut before I knew that wasn't playing. I was looking forward to playing alongside him. But he's done some special things at training and he's got great speed there. And I think he's gonna take the game on and just have some great X factor for us on our side. So really looking forward to him this weekend.
Cookie, your captain Cameron Murray, what did he say to you after you received the news? And just how's he responding generally amidst, I guess, all the scrutiny on the club?
He's good. He's got no emotions. So he's so well at holding it all together. I had a conversation with him after it. He was more just checking to see how I was. So more so as a mate, not so much as a captain, just checking in on me. So I appreciated that. But at the moment, you just see someone who's leading from the front, and that's what he's doing at the moment. But he's holding it all together really well, which I'm very proud of him. He's doing a great job there.
A cookie from an outsider looking in, Cam, to me, he looks tired, just emotionally and physically. It's been only 5 or 6 weeks into the season, but it's certainly been draining.
Nah, he's just got an 8-week-old at home. That's all that is. Just learn the new life of being a dad, I think. He's working hard, and that's probably, you know, if he is, like, to the outside looking in, it's probably because of the amount of work he's having to do, and we're making it hard for ourselves, and he's having to work extra harder for that. So
yeah, I wasn't being critical, Cookie, in any way. Yeah, it was more just he just looks weary through the work he's putting in on the field, and as you know, Laurie, you know better than anybody, when you're captain and you go through these periods, it can be quite draining.
Yeah, I think he's going fine. I don't think he feels drained at all. He might, if he looks at it, that's probably just on him. But I think his energy's been great. His leadership around training's been great. I can't be proud of him. There's obviously been a lot of noise around the club, but I can't be proud of how he's leading us at the moment.
And Lachie Ilias, what an unfortunate incident to suffer that broken leg as well in the New South Wales Cup. Have you spoken to him? Have you got an update on what his predicament is going forward?
I think he's just in for a couple of months to rehab. Probably ring him today and just see how he's going. But he's had the surgery and all that, so I'll just check in there. Because I think he's looking at a... I've seen mixed messages of how long the rehab is. It's still looking like a couple of months, I think, at least. So, but he's in good spirits when I spoke to him after it happened, which is a good sign.
Cookie, Laurie made a valid point this morning. It's very difficult to play for a coach who may have one game left.
Start of that question, mate. Sorry.
I was speaking to Laurie this morning. He made a valid point that it must be difficult to play for a coach who may only have one game left. I mean, you read these stories, he's got one game left. Is it difficult to muster up, as professional as you can be, is it difficult to muster up the ability and energy to play for a coach who you think may not be there next week?
No, we've got to go out there and do a job for our club and our fans and ourselves, are we? That's all we're trying to do every week, is just trying to get better and better and go out there and get the job done. So no doubt we'll be, he's been working really hard around the clock, just as hard as we have to fix what's happening here. So we want to make sure we go out there and get the job done, not just for ourselves as, player and coach, but for the club as well.
Let's get a tip then, Cookie. Have you got something?
Well, I've got something for Saturday, Queen Elizabeth. I've gone Cascadian in that one.
Cascadian? Okay. Blue Army again.
Yeah, and then I've got Cam Smith to be top five.
In the Masters?
I wanted to say win last week, but I don't want to jinx him, so that's why I've kept it off that part.
You're right there.
Top five in the Masters. Win. Okay. Cam Smith for top five. I'll have to get a price here. He is $4.50. Oh, no, that's top 10. So for top five, he's $9 and $41 to win the Masters. Oh, well, great stuff, Cookie, and we appreciate it, mate. Again, as I said at the top, after I'm sure a tough 24 hours, and you're getting a lot of praise on our text line for speaking to us this morning as well, and we hope to see you back in that NRL side very soon, mate.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Keep training hard, Cookie.
Will do, mate. Thank you. Mate.